This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies, senior writer for the Philadelphia Daily News, filling in for Terry Gross. Stephen Botchko, whose long list of groundbreaking TV shows includes Hill Street Blues and NYPD Blue, launches a new series tonight, his first for a cable network. It's a war drama called Over There, and it focuses on the war in Iraq through the experiences of 8 American soldiers and their families. In a few minutes, we'll speak with Botchko about making the series. But first, our TV critic David Biancooley has looked at the first 3 episodes of Over There. He says he's happy to report that Botchko has done it again.
Stephen Botchko, over his long career, has been only as good as his collaborators. But when he gets good ones and improves their games as well, he hits home runs and changes the rules of television. He co-created Hill Street Blues with Michael Kozol and drastically re-energized the TV cop show. Then did it again with David Milch in NYPD Blue. In between, with Terry Louise Fisher and then with David E. Kelly, he shook up the TV courtroom series with L.A. Law. For Over There, Botchko is working with co-creator Chris Giralmo, and the two are doing something no one's ever tried before. It's Botchko's first series for cable, so of course he's pushing the envelope a bit when it comes to language, graphic imagery, violence, and sex. But the real precedent here is that Over There is set in Iraq. It's the first time in the history of television a TV show has dramatized a war while that war was still being fought. You don't get any more current or topical than that, because you can't. Over There does not take a political stance. Its characters don't either, whether they're soldiers or the loved ones back home. They're too busy just simply trying to survive. Over There isn't anti-war or pro-war. It's just war. 3 episodes were sent for preview, and each is exponentially more gripping and disturbing than the last. The first episode, tonight's premiere, introduces the raw recruits who make up the unit assigned to a desolate and dusty area of Iraq. The second episode has them guarding a roadblock and looking for an escaping insurgent, and the third has them involved with the interrogation of a prisoner. In structure, Over There is surprisingly similar to Combat, the classic World War II series from the early 60s that followed a particular unit as it fought in one risky campaign after another. In both shows, most of the faces are young and unknown, and the threat of being wounded or killed isn't just a threat. Characters get hurt, characters die. And in Over There, many of them do or witness some very disturbing things. Tonight's pilot introduces all the characters in a quick blur, then throws you, and them, directly into combat in a foreign land. It's after that first baptism of fire, when the members of the unit are rewarded with an opportunity to record a video email to send back home, that Over There really kicks into a higher gear. And once it does that, it never turns back. Here's Lisette Carrion as one member of the unit, a female soldier nicknamed Double Wide. She's recording a video for her baby and husband back home, and what she doesn't tell them about the horrible details of her first battle is just as meaningful as what she does say.
Spooky, honey, this is Mommy. Are you doing what Daddy says, honey? Are you being a good boy? Mommy's at work and everything's fine. Everybody's okay and Mommy's doing a good job so far. She's dirty and she smells bad and she's been eating food tastes like silly putty, sweetheart. But in every other way, she's fine. And she misses you and your daddy real bad.
It's a very small moment, but a very telling one. Over There not only gets you to know these characters as they engage in or recover from combat, it gets you inside their heads, even inside their dreams and nightmares. Eric Palladino, as the veteran nicknamed Sergeant Scream, is an early standout among this large and largely unknown cast, but the entire company of actors is impressive. Getting to know them all is part of the fun. Watching what happens to them is part of the tension. There's also a lot of artistry at play, from the way the storylines are rolled out episodically to the innovative way that the major credits and the show's theme song come at the end of each episode, not the beginning. The show works hard to create its own reality and doesn't even want to remind you of its cast list until it's over. It's a gimmick, sure, but it works. And believe me, Over There, from episode 2 onward, is lean forward, hold your breath exciting. It's the kind of show you watch intensely and can't shake for days afterward. In other words, it's terrific television. Add it to your list of appointment TV shows, and don't miss that appointment.
David Biancooley is TV critic for the New York Daily News.